First, let's head to Canberra, where the National Party is divided over whether its leader, Barnaby Joyce, should step down. One Nationals MP has talked publicly about replacing his leader following the revelations about Mr. Joyce's relationship with a former staff member. But Barnaby Joyce is digging his heels in, and other MPs say he deserves more time to prove he's the right person for the job. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has the latest from Parliament House.
The National Party is in damage control. President Larry Anthony has arrived in Canberra to try and sort out the mess.
This is a very difficult time for the National Party. Gosh, come on, speed up a bit. The National Party always works through these issues.
The pressure on Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce to resign has been mounting, and now his colleague Ken O'Dowd has thrown more fuel on the fire.
A lot of capable guys there, and if it came to the point that we would find a good leader.
Mr. O'Dowd represents the Queensland seat of Flynn. He believes the damage caused by Barnaby Joyce's relationship with a former staffer is irreversible. It's why he says some Nationals will confront Mr. Joyce about his options.
I've heard there is going to be someone go across to see him. I think he'll probably need the advice, and someone needs to tell him where the party stands at this stage. And it'll be a cordial, meeting.
But it's not National Party style to roll a leader. MPs and senators don't want blood on their hands, and some say Barnaby Joyce's popularity in regional Australia is too strong to force him out of the leadership. That's why some Nationals, like Mr. Joyce's close ally, David Littleproud, are locking in their support.
Let me say, if people believe that Barnaby Joyce has broken the law, we'll lay charges. Otherwise, leave him and his family alone. If there's any wrongdoing, they should put up or shut up and let him and his family enjoy the privacy that every other Australian enjoys.
And an outspoken Queensland National MP has hit out at his own colleagues. George Christensen insists Barnaby Joyce is the party's best asset and the leadership discussion is hurting the government. While Liberals remain furious about Mr. Joyce's situation and the oxygen it's sucking out of the coalition's agenda, they're hoping the National Party sorts the situation out before next week, when Barnaby Joyce is meant to be acting Prime Minister. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has indicated she could step in if necessary.
I do have plans to be overseas next week. Parliament is not sitting. If circumstances change, then of course I would change plans, but that's not my understanding. And indeed, the usual procedures apply. If the Prime Minister is overseas, then Deputy Prime Minister is acting Prime Minister. And if neither are in Australia or neither are available, then it goes down the line. I've been acting Prime Minister before in those circumstances.
While National Party whip Michelle Landry says Barnaby Joyce could easily take the week off as leave.
He's got decisions to make, and I think we need to let him have a bit of personal time to sort this out. It is stressful. Marriage breakups are very stressful things to go through. But I think he's a very good leader.
There are currently three camps within the Nationals when it comes to the future of Barnaby Joyce. Those who want him to resign, a few who strongly support him staying in the job, and others who think he should be given one last chance. Party members have now gone to ground, waiting to see whether another scandal breaks. If it does, Mr. Joyce would struggle to survive as leader.
Stephanie Boris.